Right now, we welcome into the studio Ms. Doris Ellis Robinson of the Houston Sun newspaper. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I know you, once again, would like to extend our heartfelt condolences to you and the Robinson family and the Houston Sun family on the passing of your son. And I know that was pretty tragic for you, especially since just a year earlier you lost your husband. And again, we feel deeply for you, and we feel your loss. They both contributed a great amount of contributions to the city, and the city will be truly missing both of them. So how are you doing these days?
I'm doing quite well, and thank you for those kind words. I was listening to the segment about fathers, and I know that I had a good husband who was a good father to my children. And that made all the difference. And not only was he a good father to my children, he was a good father to other people's kids in this community. And my son, likewise, took on the mantle of taking care of people and making sure that what we're doing today is happening.
Yeah.
Because he wanted us to recognize men who made a difference beyond just earning a living. And so as we celebrate our 30th anniversary, we honor men who made a difference beyond just earning a living. And he believed that we should highlight individuals, particularly men, who reached out into the community to make the community better. To make the community better was something that our family discussed often. And because of that, our commitment has been such. And we just try to do what's necessary to make the community a better place to live.
Yeah, and your husband was involved with Little League sports.
Oh, I've seen my husband literally built a Little League field and carried the logs on his back so that the kids would have a place to play. That was in Arkansas. And then when we were working with the Emancipation Park, he went over to the park and saw that the field was in total disarray. And he removed the cardboard boxes from the mound and from the home plate. And we began to work with the city to let them understand that something needed to be done so that children would be able to play. And because he had such a beneficial life as a child in Lima, Ohio, and where men had worked with him, he knew that all we had to do for the mound and for the home plate was to bring in some sand so that the water will drain. I mean, just basic things, you know, he knew. And he made sure children had a good place to play and then learn and grow.
Yeah. And, of course, even he wasn't just, I mean, he was a businessman and the two of you founding the paper together. But he also founded a comedy club.
Oh, you did some research. My husband, he was really, really funny.
Yes.
And I always told him, I said, honey, if you would just make it into a business and make money with it. And I want him to go on the road and just be a comedian. He was funny. He was really funny. But he wanted to, again, offer services to others. He saw a need for young comics to have a place to perform. And he knew that they would not have that place unless somebody did it. And he was not one, or we are not a family who think about who they should do it and them and whomever they are. We've just determined that we are the they, we are the them, and we did it. And his comedy place was the
spot.
It was the spot.
I spent a lot of time there. Yes. It was the spot right there on Dowling. Yes.
It was the spot. It was the place in Houston where you could go and have a good time. And he made that possible. And even when he became ill, people would come and say, well, you need to do the comedy place again. And my son, who just passed, he had said that he would revive it and do it. And both of them had a wonderful sense of humor. Both of them were, they were just funny. And they were men of character, men of insightfulness. And then they would do the work necessary to make it happen. So
yeah.
I've been blessed to have been a part of them.
Yeah, Chris Rock had performed there in the past. And
you have quite a few Houston talent,
yeah.
comedians who got their start there at the comedy place. You have Blindy Washington. You have David Raybon, who moved on to California. So many, so many artists had a chance to start their material and do their material there.
At the comedy place in the middle of Houston, where you're not used to. It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. So so the Houston Sun was founded in 1982. What made you all decide to be, build a newspaper?
Well, you know, being young and silly and I guess in love, you think that you can do everything. And I really thought that once you graduate college, you're supposed to go out and do what you so-called learn in school. And that's all we were trying to do. How can we put into effect those skills that we were supposed to be learning? How can you make it happen? And that's what we've done all our lives.
Yeah. So 30 years. So as you look back and reflect, what are some of the greatest milestones that you are most proud of?
You know, really to just generally bring news and information to the community that they could use and trust. I believe that the Houston Sun readers trust what we put forward to them. And I hear it from them when I see them, I talk to them. And of course, we've had a chance to interview presidents, queens. I tell our staff, we've gone from queens to ditch diggers, but we have to treat each story just the same. And to understand that we work under the First Amendment, and to make sure that we delve into the subject such that any reader would appreciate picking up the Sun and reading the story, and to know that they can be that the information is beneficial to their lives. I think that we are just a solid newspaper. We cover the news, we cover the community, and sadly, sometimes we're the only African American press out there covering their community. But still, it must be done, and it's not an easy task, but it's a task that we enjoy doing, and we just keep doing it. So, you know, when we first started, we interviewed, I think, Mark White was the governor. And so I sent him a letter and asked for an interview, and they wanted to know why did we want an interview. I said, well, you're the governor. So you're the governor. Yeah. But they said they had not had an African-American newspaper to request such an interview in the past. And so they kind of like looked us over and decided whether we were worthy. So we went up to Austin and did the interview. And we began to interview top-line political figures or people in the community who were doing, again, feeding the homeless or housing, doing clothing drives for the homeless or people who were working with children. And we still do those kind of things. You know, I think what was important and significant to us, for 6 months before we started the paper, we had a meeting every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, and we would work until about 10 to formulate ideas and how we were going to do the paper. We had a gray book, empty pages, and we were working on filling the pages, and that's how we got started.
Wow. Oh, by the way, we're talking with Doris Ellis Robinson, publisher of the Houston Sun. If you got some questions or you want to provide some feedback, our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. Yeah, the Houston Sun, it's a great paper, 30 years, and I'm sure we're going to have at least another 30 as we move into the future. Well, let's talk about some of the events you just had. You just honored 30 points of light. Yes.
One for women. Yes. We honored 30 points of light, women of power and purpose. Oftentimes we stay away from the word power. And we stay away from the word purpose. But when I was a child, my grandfather required that I only associated with people who had a purpose. And so if I was going to bring you to my home, and we were in the country, so we had a mile to walk at least for everything. And so
uphill both ways.
Hey, whatever it took, and kicking in the dust. But I had to let you know that you had to have a purpose when you met my grandfather. And we would create one on that walk. You know, we would figure out what your purpose was. Now, I'm sure he knew we were probably lying, and we knew that we created it on the way home there. But he was putting into me that we should have purposeful lives. And that's what I've tried to have throughout my life. And those were wonderful, beautiful women, and it was just exciting, and they were just so excited. And I had a good time. And I tell people all the time, you know, when I have a party, now you can mess around and not have a good time if you want to, but I'm going to have one. So.
Okay. Now let's, you have got an event coming up on June 22nd.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
those are the men. You know, I come from a family of men. I have 8 uncles, and I have 6 brothers, and I had 2 sons of my own. So I think I know a little bit about men because I was married to my husband for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And so when my son and I were working on putting together the event for the men, he had unique ideas that, you know, I didn't think would work, but they are working. Mm-hmm. And my husband would often tell me, you know, when he was being macho, you know, women can't tell men what to do. Women can't don't know what men think. I said, okay, honey, you just tell me what you think, then I can take it. But he suggested that we do some special things. So we've done. Well, I guess you all will know. we've done some special things for men. I can't tell you all, but we're having a good time. The men will be celebrated as men should be celebrated, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to do that on the 22nd of this month, which is next weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it next weekend at the Crown Plaza at 12 noon. So if you want to come and join the men, they're all good-looking ladies. There's some handsome men. And they're some smart men, and they are men who have made a difference. And they're the kind of man that that you would want to have your family associated with, okay? And I know some of them are married, so you can't come looking for a husband, ladies.
Got a perfect face for radio. No, but and that's going to be at 12 noon on the 22nd at the Crown Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
And it's called Beacons of Light.
Men of Valor. Beacons of Light, Men of Valor and Purpose. Now, why beacon? We had points of light for women. We mm-hmm. are the sun, and we're trying to illuminate. We're trying to showcase things that matter, and that's what the sun does. The sun brings clarity. It purifies. And beacon, I came up with the word, I said, you know, men are strong. They are the ones who are out there on the front line taking care of us, and we have to recognize and appreciate that. We have to love that is part of their role as being a man. And I don't want to necessarily be a beacon, but I don't mind mm-hmm. being a point. but because the beacon to me has a different connotation. And then to be men of valor, you want men who have integrity, who have courage, who can be there and stand for something. As we take care of the community, that is one thing that we talked about in our household often. You need men out there taking care of the community. The community would be a lot better place if men would just stand up and do better. And that's why we want to honor those men, because we appreciate what they're doing to make this community better. I want men who will keep me safe, who will honor me and to take care of me. I still like that, although I'm a feminist, but I still love that mm-hmm. from the male gender. And I think that's why he was put here.
Okay, and you've got a lot of, again, that's June 22nd, 12 noon at the Crown Plaza Hotel at
yes.
610 and Kirby.
Yes, it is.
And folks want to get tickets, or is it still too late?
It's not too late. Okay. We can take tickets orders up until Wednesday.
Okay, and how about folks who want to get ads in the program?
We can do that up until Wednesday also.
Okay, what's that phone number and the website and all of that? And we're going to talk about some more things you're doing, but let's get that information out
the
there.
The phone number for the Houston Sun is 713-524-0SUN. That's 713-524-0786. And the website is www.houstonsun.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest.
Okay. What's Pinterest?
That's when they put together a series of your activities.
Oh.
Like if we upload this picture, we would be on Pinterest culminated on the Houston Sun.
Okay. Okay.
Another social media site where you can pin interests and likes and.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
<It's> okay.
And now let's talk about your 30th anniversary celebration in general.
Oh, the 30th. Oh, you went. Oh, my.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I talk to God. I say, okay, now, Lord, why do you give me all these ideas, you know? And my children are the same, that we just like have an idea factory, right?
Hmm.
And we decided to celebrate the Houston Sun for the full year of the 30th anniversary, because who knows, we may not be here for the next one.
That's
so
right.
So let's enjoy it. Let's make it happen. And so we started with, no, first of all, we started with the kids. I believe in education. So we started by giving a First Amendment and the law workshop. And I collaborated and asked my good friends down at the Houston Chronicle to let us to host it. And we had it at their facility. So I brought in speakers who could talk to young journalists mm-hmm. about how to become an effective journalist. And then I brought in a lawyer friend of mine who deals with the First Amendment to have him discuss with the young people what that First Amendment means and his practice in on the First Amendment at the Supreme Court level. Mm-hmm. And so to bring in an African-American lawyer to say this man practiced at the Supreme Court, well, I think it was important to the young people. And these kids had come from Texas Southern and from Jack Yates High School, School of Communication. So I try to collaborate and put something back as it should be. So we started there. Then we went to the women. We had a nice reception for them at Unity National Bank and John Scroggin, the only African-American bank in Texas. They hosted the women real nicely. And then we did the same at the bank for the men so that they could meet each other. Because just because you've been appointed a beacon or a point, that doesn't mean that you necessarily know each other. And sometimes these women and the men were not familiar with who they were, mm-hmm. each other, that is. And after we finished the event on the 22nd, where we're really going to highlight the men, then we're going to have an Illuminating Careers and Health Fair. Why is that important? Again, we are a newspaper of substance. We're supposed to bring something to the community that matters. And to stay within our DNA, we create activities. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have it at the Third Ward Multi-Service Center on Ennis. And after that, we're going to do a picnic. And some people don't like the term picnic, but I have not found another word. But so I'm going to stay with picnic for a minute. The Houston Sun, back in 1984-85, we started the Assault on Illiteracy program, and then we rolled it into the Houston Sun Literacy Academy. September is National Literacy Month, so we chose to do the picnic during National Literacy Month, where we'll have a read-a-thon, again, bringing back education to it, and just to have fun. And we're going to bask in the sun at Emancipation Park, because I spend so much time at Emancipation Park trying to make it something that it should be. And we're going to have a good time. Then we have workshops, whatever it takes to advance the community. Advance the community is what we're about. And then we're going to do something special for the veteran. My husband was a vet, and we're going to honor 15 women and 15 men. Mm-hmm. And I want to lift them up and to appreciate the service that they've given to this country. And we're going to do that in November 9th. And then finally, we're going to end the year with what we call a Sun After Dark explosion. Mm-hmm. And I expect that to be exciting.
Sounds exciting already. Yeah. Now, you do have a big event on Juneteenth at the Emancipation Park.
Yesterday we had the parade, and we had the first part of the festival. And we will finish up our Juneteenth activities on Wednesday. Monday, we're going to have a talent show for the children. My son was a playwright. He was a poet. And we began to do the talent shows about 6 years ago. He had we discussed it, and he said, well, let's do it. And we have talent shows, and the kids are really getting better. I mean, you all should come out and cover, maybe bring the winner on or something.
That sounds great to me.
And then we'll on the 18th, we're going to have a luncheon for the children who are in the Emancipation Park program. And so when I say we, I'm talking about the Friends of Emancipation Park. We are the board who are trying to work to bring money into the park, and we're going to do $33 million renovation, and the park would do the groundbreaking on October 26th, a day after my birthday.
All right.
Yeah, and then on October 25th, we are scheduling a groundbreaking and harvest gala on the green under the stars at the park. because we're trying to raise the money so that we have money for programming. And we're talking about exemplary program, EP, exemplary programming for the children and the community of whole. So we're excited. We're excited.
Wow. Okay, Val, you have a... Okay.
No, I was just going to say, there's a lot of
things
coming up. All of this can be found on your website, Houston
Sun. On the website, and also on Emancipation USA for the park activities. Yes.
Okay, we're talking with Doris Ellis Robinson, co-founder and publisher of the Houston Sun, talking about their 30th anniversary celebration, and of course, coming up on June 22nd, the 30 beacons of light, men of valor and purpose at the Crown Plaza Hotel at 12 noon.
And I want to interject that the voice you just heard is one of those 30 beacons of light. So let's clap for him.
Well, thank you very much. And I know we've run out of time here, but I just wanted to point out that you also have the Houston Sun Education Foundation.
Yes, we do.
And
yes, we do.
That's an organization promoting
education and scholarship to put some money back into it. Don't just talk it, do it. Help the young people.
Okay, that website again is thehoustonsun.com and the phone number 713-524-0786 or 0SUN. So thank you, folks. Let's support the Houston Sun for another 30 years. Ms. Robinson, thank you so much for being a part of the program this morning.
And thank you, Houston. You have been very supportive.
All right. It's 9:00.